Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The pride of life. David was in a position, he was a king, right? He could have had anything that he wanted. So he said, hey, I see Bathsheba. He should have turned away, but he kept looking. Then his flesh started aching for her. Oh, I want her. And then, hey, I'm the king, I'll have her. The pride of life. These three ways, Satan will always tempt us, folks. But if you know what they are, you can head them off at the path. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Head them off. But David, in his sin, you know, he went to the Lord and said, Lord God, I've sinned. But, you know, before, David didn't know he had sinned, right? It took a prophet called Nathan to go talk to David. And then he gives David this scenario about someone taking a sheep from a poor person. And then David becomes infuriated. Who is this person that we may kill him? And I remember Nathan's famous words, thou art the man. Goodness gracious. Boy, and then at that point, David recognized his sin and he turns to the Lord. Folks, we need to get to that point when we recognize our sin. Don't try to cover it up. Admit it. Whenever we try to cover our sins, we are fooling ourselves. David went to the Lord, and I'm going to turn to it real quick, Psalms 51, and I like what he said here. Boy, I tell you, he was broken. He was just broken, and then he turned back and got on track. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, and according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from what? My sin. Wow. Boy, I tell you. Number 3 says, for I acknowledge my transgression. Lord God, I've sinned, I've messed up, and my sin is ever before me. This boy was going through some tough times here. But listen, I like David's analogy here. He says, against thee and thee only have I sinned. Whenever we sin, folks, we think we're sinning against somebody else, but we're ultimately sinning against God. That's who we want to please. And he's saying, done this evil in thy sight. Whatever we do, God sees it. You better be doing the right thing. It better be clean because he sees it. That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thy judges. Verse 5. Behold, I was shaken in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. He says, behold, thou desire of truth in the inward parts and the hidden parts. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. And here we come. He said, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. I'm going to stop there for a minute. Did you know, in order for God to use us, he must break us? I don't know, but if you ever had a broken bone, they say it comes back better than it was before. But God has to break us so that he can set us up to receive his glory. His honor. So God wants, he had to break David. David had to know that, hey, I've messed up, Lord God. I've sinned against you. And whenever we try to do our sin in secret, what does God do? He shows it openly. He'll shine that light on it. And boy, everybody will see what you've been doing. And then, boy, you'll be a person most miserable. And then listen to what he said. He says, hide thou face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. And here we go. Verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David was a man after God's own heart, but he went astray. How many of you know God? The Bible calls us sheep. Anybody know about sheep? Those poor fellows are just the dumbest things you've ever seen. They can't even follow a path. They got to be herded. But basically, David had strayed away. But he said, Lord God, what he said to me, he said, renew that right spirit in me. The spirit was there, needs to be renewed. So many a times, folks, we just got to go back to God's word to be renewed.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, MinutesOfTruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.